What's in your trash bag this week?
Kendall Jenner makes a splash with her Pepsi commercial.
Janet Jackson, is she single again after her first baby at 50?
What do kids want their birthday themes to be nowadays?
Allison Williams in Get Out.
That and much, much more on this week's episode of
Effing Garbage.
Fucking Garbage, the podcast.
Oh my God, episode 30, live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Welcome to the show, Mr. Joseph from Fort Lauderdale, a previous guest. He has many fans now on the show. Welcome, Joseph.
Well, I'm so happy to be here, Brian Kalinowski. Almost forgot your name.
Did you forget my name?
We're like very close right now. Very, very.
We're literally
very intimate. There's just mesh between us. Bodily fluids could easily be exchanged in this moment.
By mesh, we mean two pop filters.
Two pop filters.
And a microphone.
Two pop filters and a microphone.
And I'm
pop.
Just...
That's for you.
I told Joseph to like literally keep his nose on the pop filter.
I don't know. I think it might be a joke, but
it's
it
not,
feels very
the, where's my nose right now?
It's on the pop filter.
Where's my nose?
Is it right in front of my face?
Oh my goodness.
I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited to have you here.
Yeah. Yeah, here
this
I am.
This is your second trip to visit me.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
In a small little homosexual community.
called Wilton Manors. If you've never been to Wilton Manors, it's like basically Joseph, the way that Joseph described it to me, is a gay, elderly college town.
Yes.
Not all elderly.
It's like living on a gay cruise ship.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. I sit on my balcony and I look at all the gays that are coming down to the drive. That's what they call it here. The drive.
Yes. The Wilton Drive.
Wilton Drive. And they come in two by two like they're going to a big gay arc to have dinner and dancing and all sorts of fun festivities where everyone, no matter their age, acts like they are a college student.
Yeah. It's like party central. Mm-hmm. We basically are in Justice's apartment. It's like a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like basically...
My balcony is the size of a cruise ship balcony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks out onto a parking lot, basically, mm-hmm. and like another... trees and stuff.
Like we're at a dock.
But basically this entire like complex is connected to like three different major gay bars,
mm-hmm.
A coffee shop, a huge parking lot. There are like boutique gay clothing shops.
You can stay on this property and follow your ears to the dance club and yeah. to the barber shop,
yeah.
and to the diner and to a gay bar and to another gay bar and another gay bar and never have to leave my property.
Gayest
place ever. And I lived in Chelsea for 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, not really 10 years, but I lived in
you
Chelsea.
You really are going from like gay town to gay town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I decided to come on a little vacation. I always hate to
just embrace it, Brian. Embrace it. This is your goal. You're supposed
Thank
to
you.
Embrace it.
I'm embracing that I'm on vacation. I don't like to tell people that I'm on vacation because then I feel like they judge me.
For how long have you been on vacation, Brian?
This is day six.
Day six?
No, this is day
Almost
five.
Almost a whole week.
I will have been gone from New York for 6 days. Yeah. We'll talk about garbage goals later.
Okay,
but my goal was
sort
to relax.
We sort of touched that a little bit. Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, so, Joseph, how was your week? What did you do? Did anything exciting happen other than me visiting you?
Well, I have recently found employment down here in Wilton Manors.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was... yes, and I'm glad you were here because you came down. And I found employment at a restaurant.
Yes.
It was about a two-week process for my first interview.
Yeah.
There were multiple interviews at various levels
process.
Of management. There was testing, and there was training, and more testing, and more training, and more testing, and more training.
Girl.
It was intense. I found out that in this little neighborhood, people who have worked at this establishment or who have tried to work at this establishment many times don't make it to the hiring point because they can't pass what is referred to as the salad test.
Let me tell you about the salad test, because I helped Joseph study for this. I became a salad test tutor.
Yes, yes. He did a very good job. I may not have passed had Brian not come down here for this lovely vacation.
Yeah, I think that you...
It was a close call.
Mm-hmm. But now I have kind of memorized what is in all of the really important salads at your work.
Yes, Brian can tell you clearly what is in all most of the salads that I can serve you.
Yeah.
He probably knows it better than I do.
Yeah.
I hope my boss isn't listening.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Is he one of the 92 people that listen? Yeah.
You can find out if you have listeners in Wilton Manors, can't you?
Why are you whispering this?
I don't know why I'm whispering. We're so close.
We can tell. You do feel like we're close, but you have to, this is just what you have to do.
All right. Okay.
These are the rules. We might be able to find out like that who is in Florida and South Florida, but I don't think that we can like see who's in Wilton Manors.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so you got a job.
Yes.
You did your first shift. How was your first shift? Let's talk about your first shift.
Well, it was fine until this one table came in.
And who, did you know this table?
I did know this table.
Go on.
You were at the table.
I was at the table.
And our dear friend, Mr. Anthony Michael Giuliani was at the table.
Giuliani?
Giuliano.
No.
Oh, geez. And I'm not drinking.
Please follow him at TonyJulia11 on Twitter.
Our good friend Tony.
If you want to talk politics, man, follow him.
If you want someone to tell you how to think, he is your man.
I do. Actually, I'm like, I don't really know what I think about this. Tony? Anyway, so we came and sat down.
My first shift.
Literally.
This was just a few hours after I passed my salad test.
We were supposed to be his cake table.
Yes.
Like his literally like walk in the park. Oh, my friends are there, so they're not going to care that they're getting shitty service.
I had a 6-table section, and I really thought I'd only have a 5-table section while they were there.
Yeah.
Nope, that was not the case.
No.
Multiple complaints, many questions.
To be fair,
Brian sent back a beer.
You should have kept your mouth shut. I had an incident. I wasn't going to continue to drink.
No, but you could have.
I got a beer with a moth.
The beer did not come with a moth in it. Let's just be clear. Don't besmirch my place of employment.
I drank half of a beer. More than half of it.
What was left was still warm. Was already warm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it was warm.
Okay.
There was just a little bit of beer on the bottom.
No, that's not true. There was about 3/4. No.
1/3.
There was a third left of this beer, and a moth flew in it, like a giant moth. It's an outdoor seating space, whatever. So a giant moth flew in there. I just kind of set it to the side, and I was like, well, let's just ask Joseph for another one, because I was going to maybe order another beer anyway. Well, our friend that I was dining with, Tony, Joseph comes up, tell us your experience of what happened at the table.
I was walking by my section, checking my tables, making sure everyone was doing just fine and dandy, thinking that the last place that I would encounter a problem would be with Mr. Giuliano and Mr. Brian Kalinowski. Well, I could not have been more wrong. Tony Giuliano lifted up this Shock Top beer and yelled at the top of his lung, "There's a huge bug in the beer, Joseph!
There's a huge bug in this beer! Oh, my God.
Every person in my section turned around to see Mr. Giuliano sitting like the Statue of Liberty with his arm in the air with a beer with barely any beer left. And there was a big moth in it.
You keep saying barely any beer left, and that's an exaggeration.
Well, you know what else was an exaggeration?
What?
That I had given you a beer with a moth in it.
That's true. That was an exaggeration. That was unfair.
And we very swiftly got another beer for dear Brian.
Listen, my sandwich came out wrong, and I said not one word about it. You just kind of see what kind of friend I am.
I got a sandwich with two things that I asked for it not to have on it,
and then it was on it. And if anybody knows me, I don't like tomatoes, and I don't like when my tomatoes touch anything, because they get the little tomato turds on it. But I ate that sandwich. I took the tomatoes off. But the other thing that I had on there, I didn't want on there, and I ate it. Oh, it's still in your fridge, leftovers. You think it's still good?
Yes, I do. The turkey is amazing, I have to say.
Oh.
The food is really good.
Yeah, it is actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really good meal. Anyway, so he thought that it was going to be... But the problem, too, was that you had to go through like so many channels. And this is how I feel it works sometimes. You have to go through so many channels to just replace a fucking beer. Like, I experience this too. I'm like, why do I need a card to open the register? Why do I have to find a manager to get a card to open the register if I manage the register on my own anyway? Oh, I don't understand it. Anyway.
Brian doesn't like rules.
No.
Hashtag stanchions.
I don't. It's not that I don't like rules. It's that I don't like rules.
You do actually love rules.
I do enjoy rules.
You love
rules.
A good rule. You like to be able to point out to people when they're breaking the rules.
I do. Yeah. Well, yes, sometimes.
Yes, most of the time.
But I don't like rules that don't make any fucking sense.
Nope, who does?
Ugh.
We're not the powers that be, Brian. We just have to follow the rules.
I guess not. But damn it, my voice won't be silenced.
It's true. Do we have any letters to write after your visit down here?
I don't think. Oh, we did have a bad dining experience in the one place.
Oh, we had a Starbucks has been wonderful down here. Brian has a running issue with Starbucks. Down here, they've been taking very good care of us.
We have a local coffee shop. We don't have a Starbucks.
But they actually allowed me to purchase the ingredients for Brian's favorite
Grande six pumpkin even a latte.
See, it just doesn't roll off the tongue like that for me. But they allowed me to purchase a bottle of skinny vanilla.
Yeah, the sugar-free pump. Vanilla.
So
yeah,
Brian can have that in the apartment before he even puts on any clothes and walks out the door.
Exactly.
They're lovely here, the Starbucks people.
So
no letters to them.
But we had a rough dining experience last night. We don't have to get into all that. No. It was just rough.
It was rough.
Yeah.
The waiter tried to scam the restaurant on our check.
Yeah.
It wasn't cute.
No.
But that we were not having it.
No.
I feel a little bit like Grace on Will and Grace. Do you remember that when she complained about the waiter? And then he got fired.
No, but the show's coming back. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, I know when.
Why? It's what?
When?
I don't know.
Well,
we're not.
Then don't bring it up.
This podcast is not here for your information.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? When they named it fucking garbage, they weren't messing around. There's no preparation for this.
Oh, there is too. We just did how many minutes of preparation? We did like a good solid 25 minutes of preparation.
I disagree.
Well,
now I know why you sound like you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, is that what you think? Then maybe you shouldn't listen to our podcast. Listen, listeners, if you have a problem with our lack of information, you can stop listening to the podcast. But
Sean,
if you like
really
our podcast,
here.
If you like our podcast, please feel free to share it on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. I think you can do that. And on Snapchat. Let's get into some topics, shall
all right,
we?
All right. They brought the board down.
I know. Board is the right board. Here. What is the first
it's
topic
a
on the board?
Board.
Let's talk about, first of all, let's just get this out of the way right now. The Kendall Jenner Pepsi commercial. Here it is. So you watched it, right?
I did. I just watched it.
Yeah. How did you feel? There is hubbub about
There's
this.
There's such a hubbub about it. And I guess the hubbub, listen. That whole family, I think it's very bizarre how they seem to in this commercial, tip their hat and sort of nod to the awareness that Kendall Jenner is one of the most privileged young women on the planet. You know, standing there in her photo shoot with her fake blonde wig on as the real people are out resisting and protesting and she joins them. I don't know. I don't understand the hubbub. It just is not a good commercial.
No.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
It's just not a good commercial. And, you know, there are companies out there that do really good things globally. And I'm not trying to pit Coke against Pepsi, but Coke has been doing some really amazing things globally as far as...
I have to admit, I'm literally drinking
here with
a can of Coca-Cola right now. And what did I say when we went to the vending machine? I was like, oh, they have Pepsi. Do they have Coke?
We had to get a Coke, not a Pepsi.
Not anything having to do with the Kendall Jenner situation, yeah. But I just like Coke better.
But, you know, Coke has been doing these wonderful things about bringing water to people in Africa. And so the corporations can do really great things.
And Pepsi was probably like, oh, we better do something like this just really pertinent.
It wasn't a good commercial. It's like they're out of touch with reality. But
just like
I certainly feel like I have just spent the total amount of time that I ever want to spend talking about that commercial.
Really?
It's so irrelevant to me.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of like, all right, it was just a bad commercial, whatever. Well, I'm glad that we put it on the board then to talk about.
Sorry.
No longer want to talk about it. Way to put the kibosh on that one. All right. Moving on. What do you have on the board, Joseph?
I forgot that this was a chat show.
We have to talk about things.
I don't want to chat anymore about Kendall Jenner.
Okay. Moving on. What have you got on the board?
I don't know. I pick one. Here's my board.
Oh, let's do this one.
Okay, we can do that one.
Go on.
Janet Jackson is reportedly getting a divorce. The third one.
Gay gasp.
Gay gasp everywhere.
She just had a baby, didn't she?
She did at the age of 50.
Oy vey.
Do you care about this, Brian?
I do. I care about the situation that, first of all, she had a child at of quite a late age. It's a risky thing for a woman to do to her body and for, you know, I don't know. And now she's getting a divorce. Who was she married to?
She was married to, wow, there's the blank, Middle Eastern billionaire.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who is, the only thing I remember about him is that he was the one, there was a case where there was an interior designer that was fired for having sex with someone and was facing prison time because in that country, women were punished for having sex outside of marriage. And he's the one who signed the papers to seal, to fire her from his company. So, you know, maybe he's kind of a misogynistic guy, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, this is the stuff that's going around. I don't know. I've never met them. I would love for her to be happy. She's a wonderfully talented person who was thrust into the spotlight at the age of 7. And it would have been nice to see her live happily ever after. But if it's not going to be with him, she can do it with her kid.
Yeah. So this is her first child. She's never had a child before.
Oh, well, you know, there are many people who believe she does have a child.
Really?
There are many people who believe that she had a child right around the time that Control was released. That has been in the news recently. But listen, none of my business. I'm really bad at this pop culture talking.
Yeah, you're really like, well, moving on to the next thing. On. I don't care to talk about these people I don't know. But I've heard you talk at great length about the Jackson family.
Well, I...
Because you have a... Well, first of all, you're obsessed with Janet Jackson.
I started an early obsession with Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson. I was going to ask you if you were obsessed with Michael Jackson, too. Yeah.
So yeah.
What I mean, you're not the only one. There is, I feel like a lot of people throughout the years, like Michael Jackson has been an obsession for people. And I know that he's like, you know, pop music royalty and he is a great musician and everything. But like, what is it that like draws it? I feel that there's a mystery, like a mysteriousness to their family that draws people to them.
I think that they were driven to success by their father, who was probably a very domineering man and, you know, never really had true childhoods and were probably in an abusive home with a mother who was standing by her man because that's what her religion told her to do, not necessarily setting a fantastic example for her daughters and how they deserve to be treated and her sons and how they should treat women. There have been problems with all of the women in that family, with most of the women in that family being involved with abusive men. And there are many issues that have popped up with her sons being, you know, accused of abuse. But,
Yeah, but that's all a tale as old as time.
Right. But I mean, and they're living their whole life in the spotlight.
Yeah.
But then you have this like incredibly, incredible talent in Michael who can perform and dance like nobody's ever seen before. And then he's got this little sister that pops out and becomes a force to be reckoned with beyond what you could really imagine and sets the stage for the success of pop princesses forever.
Not since Donnie and Marie Osmond
Not
has
since
there
Donnie
been a brother and sister duo like as successful as them. Right? Donnie and Marie. Yeah. What other siblings are there? Are there any other siblings that like made it?
If I was listening to this, I would be yelling right now.
What would you be yelling?
Siblings' names that are famous, but I'm on it. And I can't think of anything.
The Judds,
yeah,
yeah.
But I think for me too, when I was growing up, and I was growing up as a little gay Jehovah's Witness boy, and I knew that Janet Jackson was growing up a Jehovah's Witness Jackson. I think there was something about that made me relate to her and to him and to their music.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird, they would probably call it a religion. I would call it a cult. that their belief system seeped into their lyrics. So there are lyrics within.
So you would like catch stuff that like other people would catch.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Please give an example.
Oh my God.
I know. I put you on the spot. There's also, just while you're thinking, Joseph pointed out to me that there is a "Whatever Happened to Baby Jane" quote in the middle of one of Janet's albums.
Yes, there is. And it's the Velvet Rope. I forget what song it's between, but she loved to put an interlude between songs.
Yeah.
And in one of the interludes on the Velvet Rope, there's
But Jar Blanche, exactly, Jar in that chair.
Yeah. But that's sort of my fascination with them. And listen, everybody who knows me know I love to dance a little bit. you put on some Burn It Up or some If. I have received from Brian Kalinowski one of the most wonderful birthday presents of my life. And it was to see him learn the choreography to If and dance it for me on my birthday.
Just a little bit of the choreography.
Just enough to bring me joy.
Yeah.
Yes. And you play Burn It Up and my hand goes up in the air.
Joseph needs is a little tequila.
A little Janet Jackson. And I start doing my little isolations in my hips and my shoulders. I make a fool of myself for that.
Oh, my God. Have you thought of a quote?
I have not thought of a quote. But, you know, no, I have not thought of a specific quote. But if you go to the Facebook page for Effing Garbage afterward, maybe there'll be some post-it.
Oh, all right. Promises.
Well,
actually, there's more, not information, news on the Jackson family this week. His dad, Michael, the father, which is Joe Jackson.
Correct.
He was like at odds with the Michael Jackson's estate because he thought that they were robbing members of his family of their just desserts, according to TMZ. Anyway, well, now he's 88 and he had a stroke in 2015, and Michael Jackson's estate paid his medical bills and other expenses. So he is singing to a different tune these days. And now he's all about the Jackson estate and thinks that they're just hunky-dory. So I don't know. That's the story.
Well, he's 88. He's not going to be around much longer.
He can't hit people anymore. He can't abuse his kids anymore. And so he's like, well, they're great.
And his wife's in charge of the estate.
Yeah.
And she's stuck with him this long. She's not going to let him rot away in Vegas where he lives without being cared for.
Vegas?
Yeah, he lives in Vegas. He doesn't even live with her anymore.
Oh.
He's out in Vegas. She's raising the kids. She's got control of all the money.
Those kids are getting older now,
she's
right?
She's gorgeous. Did you see her at the Grammys?
Yeah.
The daughter? Oh my goodness.
Do you think they're going to like go out and be like celebrities now too?
I don't know. I just
like
hope,
start music careers.
I hope that they have, good heads on their shoulders. And I hope that they get some solid guidance in their life. Their grandmother's still a Jehovah's Witness. And it seems like his kids have veered away from that, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't want to be them. No. That's a rough life. Michael Jackson's daughter.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine? Mm-hmm. Wow. What's her name? Pillow? What is it? Comforter?
Duvet.
Duvet Jackson.
Sham Jackson.
Sham.
Pillow Sham.
Yeah. What's the girl? Is she Paris or is she...
Paris.
Okay.
Yeah, Paris Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But there's another one named Blanket, right?
Blanket.
Who the fuck names their kid Blanket? I don't know.
Michael Jackson. That's all we got.
Moving on.
I really tried to stay with that topic as long
you
as I could.
You did really well, Joseph. Good job. Sure. Joseph's a little new to this whole podcasting thing.
And I'm a little old, you know?
He keeps saying to me all the time, he's like, I want to start my own podcast, blah, blah, blah.
I think I changed my mind.
Yeah. This process is making
This is a lot of process. It's a lot. Although we are sitting here in our underwear doing this, which is really cool.
I'm not in my underwear.
Oh. No, he's not.
They're really tight.
So this is
really tight shorts.
I am the only one in my underwear. I thought we were both in our underwear.
Off?
Brian, would you please take your pants off?
Oh.
Or should I put mine on? I don't know.
No.
Is there an HR department at this
podcast?
It's
over now. It's all been done. You've been in your underwear for this long.
Yeah. Okay.
So we had a movie going, a theatrical extravaganza. When was this? Last night? 2 nights ago?
Something like that.
We went to, this was my first time, at a dine-in theater. We sat in recline, which the recliners I've done in New York, but this theater had a full fucking menu. Full menu. Like, oh my God. Quesadillas and turkey sandwiches. They had sushi. They literally had sushi on their menu. They had all of it. So
wines and beers.
Wines and beers.
We didn't take any advantage of that because we fall asleep if we do that.
Yeah. So we saw the movie Get Out, starring direct from the hit HBO TV series Girls.
We're going to talk about Girls later, right?
We're going to get to that. Allison Williams. Get Out. I have been desperate to see this film since it came out. I first saw the trailer and I was like, it looks like a B horror film to me. It doesn't look great. Well, I wasn't really excited to see it, but then everybody who I talked to who had seen it, they were like, you've got to go see this movie. It's so great. It's so great. So great. Oscar worthy. I heard the words Oscar worthy about this film. Joseph, tell the listeners what you thought.
It was worth 7 minutes of my time.
Was it worth the 30 cents that you paid for this film?
I would like to thank Calvin Brian Thornton.
He doesn't listen.
I know, but that doesn't mean he doesn't deserve thanks because it enabled me to see this heap of piling shit for free. Thank you for the free tickets. Joseph, but you gave me tickets to a crap movie.
Well, we got to pick the movie, to be fair.
It was worthless. It could have been amazing. It was not. If you think it was amazing, shut off the podcast. Go read a book.
Now, we can't offend people like that.
This is an effing garbage podcast. This is how I feel.
This is how you feel.
This is how I feel. I do not necessarily represent. I'm just a guest host this week.
You are. You just gotta stay on the microphone, Joseph, for fuck's sake.
I'm on the microphone. Don't hold my opinions. Don't hold them responsible for my opinions. It was a pile of shit. The food was okay. I wanted to leave at about 5 minutes in because we were right behind a Target and I had some shopping I wanted to do. And then I tried to take a nap, but I couldn't fall asleep. And I didn't want to leave you sitting there.
I thought that it was bad, but I didn't think it was as bad as I would never leave a movie like that. Usually, I don't think that I would leave a movie.
You knew what was going to happen in the final scene 5 minutes into the movie.
See, but you say that, but I didn't. And you don't think I'm stupid.
No.
So you knew what was going to happen after the first 5 minutes, you knew what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen.
What did you think was going to happen?
I don't know. Okay, let's just get
this
out here right now.
Suspending reality.
Spoiler alerts for the movie Get Out right now. I don't know what I thought. I thought that there was going to be some, like, I actually had high expectations of the movie. I went in thinking that this movie was going to be about race relations and was going to deal with real racial issues. This dealt with, like, people thinking differently of black people, and that's really kind of it, I guess.
I don't know if it was this on purpose, but someone said it to me that it was like a Stepford Wives sort of scenario.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
But with black folks as being the people that were being controlled.
Yeah.
So that's the tone when you're going into it.
It took me a longer time to just realize that we were watching a movie that wasn't good. I like to give things the benefit of the doubt sometimes a little bit more and be like, all right, well, maybe I did. There were some, I liked the guy who played the best friend on the phone all the time. He cracked me up. He was really funny.
Yeah, I think that's the part that a lot of people complain about being racist.
I don't know. I have not heard that. Okay. I haven't heard. Nobody who I've talked to have been like, yeah, the movie's good, but it's a little racist. Because I think that it's supposed to be about racism, and I don't know. But I guess he played like the quintessential black best friend.
Say stereotypical. You don't say quintessential and make it not stereotypical. He played his stereotype
yeah.
of a black man.
But also
not quintessential black man. That's a whole different conversation.
Best friend. You can say the same thing about the fat best friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Like quintessential fat best friend.
Okay.
Played by the girl from SNL. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Quintessential, like, large man black best friend who's like the crazy one who's like, I'm gonna call all the shit out and be funny. Like, that's what he was. He was the funny. He was not the ingenue, you know, for sure. He was like the quintessential best friend who's black and sassy.
I think I was even more disappointed by it because the idea of it was very interesting to me. And I felt like it could have been a really good movie. And I just don't see what other people saw.
Yeah.
Just didn't see it. And maybe it's my bad.
Like the grandmother grandfather thing didn't, like, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. Until like we all figured it out together in the moon.
When they walked into the house and the basement was sealed off because of the mold contamination, you didn't think something bad is happening in that basement. When he talked about how he kept...
Yeah, but I didn't
when he
think talked about how anything he kept, about the grandmother and grandfather when he, being when, put their brains
when
in other
he
people's bodies.
Talked about how he kept these two black people working for him and how it didn't look good, but he kept them working for him because they are the people that took care of his mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't click with you?
I thought that maybe they were hypnotized and that's just what they were doing. I didn't think that their brains were transplanted.
It's fascinating to me.
What would have pointed to their brains are being transplanted?
Because they were walking around like zombies.
That could be hypnotism, bitch.
Well, you fell for the whole hypnotism thing.
I did.
You
so
really
you're calling
fell
me
for
stupid
it.
Is what you're saying.
Oh, I have nothing more to say about this.
You can call me stupid and I'll call you a bad podcaster.
I'm not going to disagree with that. You're the one who announced that I was going to be on this podcast. I'm really bad at this podcast.
But he was more excited than
I was very excited because I thought I was going to get to prepare.
You could have prepared anything you wanted to.
All right.
Do you want to do a monologue?
No. You know what? This is going to be a segue. Watch this. Allison Williams was in this movie and she wasn't bad. She wasn't great. But what has been amazing for the past... however many episodes this last season of Girls has been, this show has won me over. First of all, I'm sorry. Can I go off on a tangent for just a second?
Adam's going to be really mad because like we're talking about a specific listenership now that watches the show Girls. But I think that this is Girls has been out there for a long time and it's pretty popular.
And I have to say that this season is beyond what... most people would think it has turned into for me. The third episode is called American Bitch. It is a standalone episode that every man and woman, young man and young woman should watch.
Absolutely, you have to watch. You want to talk about good art and good fucking television?
It is storytelling. It is honest. It is complex. It is clear. It doesn't give you all of the answers to the problems. It doesn't even lay out the problem 100% because it's just so murky.
This is episode three in the most recent season, season six of Girls.
It is called American Bitch.
Loved it and you loved it. And we both talked about it for like ages. A friend of ours did not like, and his coworker hated it. They were like, oh, this is terrible.
You know what? Because this show is not Sex in the fucking City.
Yeah.
It's just not.
It said something really,
it was so good. And they did that specifically. They had a few standalone episodes at the beginning of the season, but now they're telling a story that, in my opinion, is very honest. And they're not stretching this whole series out to make more money. It's much more of a European approach. It's much more of a storytelling approach than sort of a network TV sitcom that goes on and on and on for years.
Yeah. It's, like, how many episodes of Law & Order SVU could there possibly be?
Well, there could be 19 years, and we could be in episode 23 of the 19th year, and I'm still watching because it's Mariska.
You still love that Mariska Hargitay.
I do.
What I like about that show is you can watch any episode, and they all kind of stand alone. And they're all, like, true. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about Mariska Hargitay's love life on that show. But I know that she's a fucking good investigator.
She's a kick-ass person. And if you're raped, you want her on the case.
And Raul Esparza's in it. I just watched an episode. And Raul Esparza, Broadway's Raul Esparza from Company and Taboo and Rocky Horror.
I don't know what any of that means.
Sorry. Anyway. Girls is brilliant, yeah. And they just aired their second to last episode of the entire series, and I'm dying to find out how they're going to wrap it up. They're starting to like wrap characters up a little by little, but damn it, I'm ready.
And you know, it's not that Disney happy ending. It's just not. It's telling a story. Anyway.
Yeah. I just think that it does, like, mirror real. Do you think that it mirrors real life, like, in a way?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And, right. You know, as a 29-year-old young woman, I can speak about that.
When were you 29? How many years ago was that?
I was a Jehovah's Witness when I was 29.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
So anyway,
back to the board. I can't believe you got this board down here.
I know. Jake, this board, like, I had to pack the board. Oh, I asked them to be fragile with my luggage.
Are you going to tell them about your travel journey down here?
Oh, my God. My journey down here. It was fun. I'm a very, like, relaxed, like, traveler. I just, like, go about my day, you know, humdrumly walking through. I'm not, like, stressed really about it. I'm like, I know I'll get there. I don't have to be the first person on the plane, whatever. Well, this one was, checking my bag was just a little bit of a doozy. And the guy was literally throwing the suitcases onto the conveyor belt, like, as if they did something to him. As if all of the, and he was doing an okay job. He had terrible customer service skills, but he was getting the job done quickly as he could because he had a lot of customers. Well, I asked him for a fragile sticker for my suitcase, and he gave me...
I forgot about this. There might be a letter going to a particular...
to Delta.
I didn't want to say it.
He gave me attitude. He didn't give me attitude. He was condescending as fuck about it. He goes, well, the bags don't know that they're running into each other underneath of the plane. And I was like, well, but it can show someone who can read that they shouldn't throw the suitcase, maybe. And I kind of like... And so he handed me two fragile stickers that were still stuck on the paper.
We're going to take a picture of those and post them on the Facebook.
And he said, here, you can entertain yourself if you'd like, but it's not going to do anything. But he did lightly put down my suitcase on the conveyor belt. So that's all I really wanted to do was passively aggressively ask him to stop fucking throwing people's suitcases like they were pieces, like they were trash bags.
Maybe he was having a rough day.
I don't care if he's having a rough day. I don't fuck with people's personal belongings when I have a bad day.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Do you? If you're having a bad day, do you fuck with people? Do you key people's cars?
No.
Okay, good. Now that we've got that out of the way.
You should see the look on his face right now.
Well, you know, I just don't think that it's right to, like, take, like, you're in charge of someone's personal things and you're treating them like, you know, I'm not saying that he has to, like, delicately, like, treat them like flowers, but he was throwing them.
And
like,
you were afraid because you were worried about your socks.
No,
or
because
your underwear.
I had this equipment for the podcast coming down here.
I think what he was probably thinking was, what the fuck is this guy's problem? It's a suitcase. And because most people pack audio equipment in specific audio equipment shipping containers.
No, not
yes.
This kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This came in a box with styrofoam in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you for taking his side, Joseph. I'm glad that you could be here to represent the fucking
anonymous asshole who threw your luggage.
Who threw people's... I mean, he was thrown up there. There were dents in people's hard luggage.
Do you remember the Samsonite commercials? Or are you too young?
I'm too young.
The gorilla?
I'm always just too young. I don't really know if I'm too young. But I'll just say I'm too young.
When they used to throw the luggage around, like, they showed the luggage going gingerly into the back, and then they had this big man in a gorilla suit pick up the luggage and jump on it and bounce on it.
No.
And it was a Samsonite commercial, and the Samsonite luggage would survive the gorilla.
Well, my luggage will not survive the gorilla.
No. It will barely survive the two cats down here this week.
Oh, my God. Then I put my suitcase in the bathroom, because the cats aren't supposed to go in the bathroom. These cats in Justice's apartment learned to open up the doors in his apartment.
It's true.
So in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and I'll be like, the bathroom door is open and I hear scratching against my suitcase. And then I just roll over and go back to bed. Because what the fuck am I going to do?
Sometimes we walk into the apartment and the bathroom door is open.
Every door is open. It's like,
door,
do you have ghosts?
The bifold doors to the washer and dryer. The bifold door to the air conditioning unit. The door to the closet.
I thought you might have ghosts. I'm going to laugh when we wake up tomorrow and all your cabinets are open. Every single cabinet and drawer.
Sometimes the drawers are open when I come
then
home.
Then I'll think you have a ghost.
The drawers are open. They open the drawers and they go into their cat treat drawer.
Wow.
They're very smart, Brian.
Ghost.
Are we going to talk about Syria or something?
What's to really say?
Well.
That our president threw his first bombs Yay!
All you know, yay, and his approval rating went up. You know,
people in this country, they want guns, they want violence, they want bombs.
And, you know, people...
They don't want congressional approval.
They don't want congressional approval. They don't want... Yes.
You have to stay.
I'm sorry. Here. I'm sorry.
Joseph's like, I'm going to be on the other side of the room during this podcast.
It's very intimate.
Yeah, it is. You've got to be...
My nose has never stayed in one place for this long.
No, it has. Your nose has not stayed in the same place.
Okay, so we're not talking about Syria.
No, I mean, it happened. Listen, what are we going
to
do?
Well, no, I'm going to say something about Syria. I would love to spend a good 10, 15 minutes talking to people and hearing what they have to say about this. It's a scary thing. It's a very scary thing to think that maybe this president is doing this and that his ego is being fed by people responding positively. It's a delicate situation. The fact that we're sending ships out as a demonstration of our power to the world is scary. The world is a scary place. I would just feel better if it wasn't him who's the one who's doing it.
Yeah. I didn't trust him before this, and I don't trust him now.
I would rather, you know, maybe we would still have bombed. I would feel better about it had it been Hillary Clinton who was making that decision.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's a shitty situation
it's also
that we're in.
The other question, the big question that I have about it, that is that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have been being killed. And, you know, last week we got video of children and it was chemical. And somehow that makes it worse when they've been dropping, you know, barrel bombs with projectiles in them that have been killing and maiming people in the thousands and thousands and thousands. But now we have, you know, this video of chemical and that makes it worse. I don't know. It just...
Yeah, like murder is murder, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the right decision is, though.
I'm sorry. I know we weren't going to talk about that. It's just on my mind.
Well, it's okay, Joseph. You're in a safe space on this podcast. Here is an interesting story. A little girl in Missouri, when her parents asked her what theme she wanted for her birthday, she wanted a poop-themed birthday. The poop emoji has taken over the world!
Holy shit.
So her parents, who are like all about like letting this kid's freak flag fly.
Say that again, please.
Her freak flag fly. Said okay. And invited all her friends and family over.
Wait, how old is she? 23?
No,
it says 23. Oh, I don't have my readers on.
No, that's ZZ.
ZZ.
I should not let you see my handwriting because I sadly abbreviated the state of Missouri to M-I-Z-Z.
M-I-Z-Z.
But it's just so I would remember
it. Looks like Ms. Birthday Girl. Okay.
Anyway, so her parents said yes, and she had a poop-themed birthday party, and they played Pin the Poop on the Toilet.
Is she German?
And they had a poop emoji pinata.
That came out of a corn? Uh-huh. Candy corn.
No, girl. Hershey's Kisses and Tootsie Rolls.
Yes!
Genius. This is my new idea. And if my friend KJ is listening to this podcast, I would like you to know that I'm going to start looking into, because she's having a pinata birthday party, that I am going to start looking for a poop emoji pinata for her to fill with Tootsie Rolls and Hershey Kisses. I should have made it to be a surprise, but I can't help myself.
I think you should throw some candy corn in there, too.
Oh, candy corn. Oh, my God. Yeah, but that, you don't want that on the floor.
It's funny because the other day, and this stands out to me, because in Wilton Manors, there are very, very few children. There are very few women. There are very few straight people. And I saw three girls walking down the street, and one had they had three purses, and one was the smile emoji, one was the crying and smiling emoji, and one was the poop emoji.
No.
They were purses.
And you want to be the friend with the girl with the poop emoji, don't you? If you could pick one of the three.
They were 12, they were loud, they were obnoxious, they could be my grandchildren, I wanted nothing to do with them.
Wow.
But you see weird things down here in Wilton Manors.
Yeah, but the poop emoji has taken the world by storm. People love the poop emoji.
Okay.
Kids love it. It's strange. we are normalizing shit.
I guess
we are normalizing putting shit on our feet with the little poop emoji slippers. They have them. Putting shit in our beds by putting resting our little kids' heads on their little poop emoji pillows.
Yeah. Do you know, here's a side fact about the emoji, that a little known and never needed, it is considered a language. The person who created it is given credit for creating the fastest growing language in history.
Wow, that's impressive.
The fastest growing language in history.
I wonder how much money they made.
That's all I got. I got no more information.
Good. I heard, this could have been a rumor or just a flat out lie, that the poop emoji is really supposed to be chocolate soft serve ice cream. But may I think well, they, that is I the, think they knew what they
the
were
only,
doing.
That's the only thing that they decided to make black on the emojis, because we had to ask for
with a
people
thumbs up,
of color.
For black thumbs
up. But they
up.
Were like, something, yeah, we're going to give them chocolate ice cream with eyes, and we're going to say it's ice cream, but we're not going to give them, we're going to give them yellow people.
My aunt sends African-American prayer hands all the time, and she's white, and I just don't have the heart to tell her.
I thought that the prayer hands were two penises together for a while.
Two penises. Oh, two penises. Look, the docking emoji. Isn't that what it's called, docking?
I got some weird responses from people.
No, girl, you got to go to the eggplant if you want that.
Oh, did you see Grindr has like new emojis to download?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you want me to show you?
No. No? No, I mean, they can't see it.
Okay. They have new emojis. If you
check out Grindr.
If you have the Grindr, you can go in and use their emojis. You said eggplant. It reminded me.
Well, eggplant emoji. Mm-hmm. That means penis. That means big penis. And then the three splashes, the three trickles of water, that means like, you guys know this, but I don't know why I'm telling you. What I discovered? If you put that splashy thing next to the eggplant, it means a coming penis.
You can hear people fast forwarding this podcast as we listen.
Well, I think that's all we've got on the board.
Is it?
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner, get out. Allison Williams. Oh, Allison Williams. She's just a pivot point for today. Her father, Brian Williams, on MSNBC.
Oh, he was those brain synapses were not firing well that
he
day.
He was talking about the beautiful bombs that were coming off of the...
Like, he was talking about the Syria, and he's like, and the rockets, red glare.
Like, listen, it is in the song, you know, people sing it. But, like, to be, as the bomb, as they're repeating
how
the same
beautiful
video,
it was, he was
how
talking about.
Beautiful it is. And what, you know, the difficult decision in some movie that he saw.
Meanwhile,
we're
starting war.
The president had to face because.
Yeah,
you know,
the movie with
because
Michael.
Because he knew that he was going to bomb this at night, but there would still be a cleaning man there that would die, and was it worth it? There's a delusion that just is.
Look that clip up, everyone.
To me.
Look the Brian Williams.
Brian Williams, MSNBC. No wonder his daughter looks so thin.
She looks sickly. Sickly.
Sickly.
When she did Peter Pan, though, she looked pretty skinny then, too.
You know, they're skinny people. She might just be a skinny person.
I get it, but, like, this last season, she is, like, looking sick.
You're not going to get me on the skinny shaming thing.
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying that she's a bad person for being skinny. I'm concerned for her health. Just like if somebody was like, oh, they gained like a really big amount of weight in a really short amount of time.
Right.
I'm concerned that they might be diabetic.
Diabetic. You went right to diabetes.
I went right to diabetes.
I've gained a really large amount of weight in a really short amount of time.
No, you have not gained a lot of
weight. I'm worried that I might be fat.
Unhealthy.
Unhealthy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is the fat the wrong word? No, I have, though. I stopped moving. I stopped working.
He just laid in bed. He was a shut-in.
Became a shut-in, laid by the pool. Started to eat real food. Anyway, sorry. Another tangent.
Yeah. That's all right. Let's move on to garbage goals.
So how did you do on your garbage goal?
Well, Joseph, I had a garbage goal this week of relaxing. I took this week to relax. And while I did some strenuous activities, such as helping our friend move apartments,
You were very helpful.
Very helpful. I was very helpful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Kalinowski is one of the most helpful people. And I say this not in jest. I'm not making fun. If you're moving, make friends with Brian. Girl knows how to pack a box, carry a box. She will be there for you. And that's what she did on her vacation down here for our wonderful friend, Mr. Tony Giuliano.
Can I tell you what really pisses me off, though? My senior superlative in high school was not most likely to be seen on Broadway. It was most likely, it was most helpful. Joseph almost spit out his iced tea.
I could see that.
Most helpful, girl.
Most helpful.
Jason Holstein got most likely to be seen on Broadway.
Where's he?
He works at
an ice cream shop
in Delaware. No. He is a waiter and bartender in Delaware. I mean, I'm a waiter and bartender in New York. I'm just a waiter.
I'm just a waiter. I'm not even a waiter and bartender. And I'm in Florida. We have a visitor.
Hi. Your cat is staring me down, right in my face.
Monroe cat.
Hi, cat.
Hi, Monroe cat.
Can you talk to us? Can you say something?
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Can you say meow? No. Okay. Moving on. You don't have anything to add. So, yes, to relax. So I did relax. I hung out a couple days and just like chilled and watched TV. I like walked around this area. I drank a lot. I drank a whole lot of Bud Lights. And today we went to a nice little like resort thing and we fucking relaxed.
Hot tub, pool.
Oh, amazing. Wonderful. It was so good.
Really, really
very
nice.
Relaxing.
We did the bar tour down here.
Yeah. All of it.
And I know
you have a hard time
sort of like allowing yourself to relax. Like even call like you said at the beginning, even calling it a vacation. Do you feel like you felt more comfortable this time?
I did. I think that I just like, you know, let my hair down a little bit. And relaxed.
You actually went to the pool by yourself?
I did. I went swimming. That's like the, you know, that's my, I love to just swim and like lay in a pool. It was great.
Went out to eat.
Yeah.
Went to the movies. You did whatever you wanted for a week. That's a vacation.
I did. Anyway, so that was my garbage goal. Did you have a goal this week at all? Other than to stop coughing?
Stop coughing. My goal, actually, when I listened to your podcast late because I was starting a new job, was to pass my fucking salad test at my new job.
That's true, and you did it.
And
yay!
I did it. And I decided that I'm going to do a reward situation here, and I'm going to let myself watch for free the movie Ab Fab the Movie. But I didn't watch it until I had I haven't watched it yet. I had to pass all my tests, so I passed them all. So I'm going to put you on the plane tomorrow. Because you don't watch the Ab Fab. And I'm going to come home from work and I'm going to watch Ab Fab the movie and celebrate passing the salad test.
You do that. Tomorrow, I am getting on a flight to go home. This has nothing to do with Garbage Goal. Getting on a flight to go home. And I have treated myself. This is like a little punctuation to my vacation. And I am going on Wednesday to see the matinee of Hello, Dolly! Starring Bette Midler.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Very excited.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been waiting for this for so long.
I have.
What do you think is going to happen with the Tonys?
Well, because we've talked at great length about it before, and it's a niche thing, and Adam gets mad about niche things sometimes. But we've gone over the possible nominees, and once it gets closer, once they get announced, we're gonna definitely discuss.
You have to dedicate some time to that.
Yes, for sure. So anyway, my garbage hole. Joseph, I'm going to ask you about your garbage goal. What can you do this week to get yourself closer to success or to becoming your better self?
Laundry.
Girl, there is a pile of laundry.
It's clean. It's just not folded.
Oh, that's all clean?
That's all clean on top of the washer and dryer.
I had to move everything off the washer to do my laundry, and I had to move it back onto the dryer.
I was very excited about having you come down. I was very excited about getting my apartment all ready. And it wasn't bad when you got here.
No.
But I was clearly in the throes of pacing in my apartment and studying a menu.
Yeah.
Like I haven't studied anything in a long time. And running to training and all of that stuff. So I feel like I got a little behind. But, you know, the fantastic guest that you are, you came in, you made yourself right at home. It was clean.
And I cleaned your floor when you weren't here.
Did you really?
Anyway.
Which one? Where? Did I puke something?
No, I did. No. No.
Oh, I got all excited.
I just swept.
I don't have a broom.
Well, do you have that like push thing?
Oh,
that,
the push thing. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Well,
just
thank
the cats. You know, I'm allergic to cats, and Joseph has two cats, yeah. So I just wanted to clear some stuff off the floor.
I would have vacuumed again for you.
No, it's fine.
But yeah, I'm going to do laundry. That's my garbage goal for the week is laundry. And I haven't washed my hair in 2 days, so maybe I'll wash my hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good. Do you need something bigger than that? I can give you something bigger than that.
We get made fun of for just saying things that are just normal. I'm going to get a shower today.
You know, there is something to be said for. There's something to be said for you deciding that in order to clear out the clutter in your brain, you clear out the clutter in your physical space.
I'm so bad at that.
I know. That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know that. But yeah.
So this laundry. Is where you ask me.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
So Brian.
Yeah.
I'm going to do laundry. What are you going to do?
Well, Joseph, I'm glad you asked.
I'm a natural.
You are. Because yesterday we had a wonderful meal. The food was great. The service was shit, but the food was great. And I was sold the moment that man said asparagus. I did this before, and I'm going to do it again. I have got to get greens into my diet. I do not eat green things. And I can't just rely on just romaine lettuce to be my greens. That doesn't really count. I like asparagus. I like broccoli. Those are two very good green things that you can eat. And I like green beans. So if anybody wants to send me recipes or ways to very quickly prepare these items or whatever, I'm open to it. I need to get asparagus and broccoli and green beans into my diet
this week. It's not hard, girl. I thought I was keeping a very low bar.
Who are you talking to?
I thought by saying laundry, I was going to make yours look good. You're like, I'm going to eat a sprout?
No, I'm going to not eat a sprout. I'm going to eat greens. Greens.
Okay. I can.
You don't know how little I eat vegetables.
I've been with you for a week. I know how little you eat vegetables.
How many times have I eaten a vegetable?
You were upset because there was a vegetable on your sandwich. You were upset because there was another vegetable on your sandwich.
That was
you
not a vegetable. That was a relish.
You ordered another sandwich at another establishment, and you requested all vegetables be removed. You helped me make a meal in my apartment.
That was vegetable free. Well, to be fair, you didn't have any vegetables.
I have vegetables. My freezer is filled with vegetables.
I didn't see a one.
You didn't look, girl. You didn't ask. Right, I said, how do you make that? And you told me how you made it. We had lots of cheese.
A lot of cheese, a lot of bread. Carb.
Not one vegetable. You told me okay.
So how many greens? I need to eat greens. I did finally have that asparagus and it lit a fire inside of me. And it made my pee smell.
This is like an Oprah aha moment.
Yeah. I got to have more greens. I got to figure out a way to do it.
This you buy happened. Them?
I know. I bought a whole bag of green beans and they went bad.
But how can they go bad?
They're in my fridge. They get moldy.
No. Okay. Here, do you want me to give you just two notes on vegetables
yes,
for the week?
Please, I need help.
Okay. It's very easy. Do you like peas?
No.
Do you like green beans?
Yes.
Do you like broccoli?
Yes.
Asparagus?
Yes.
Okay. The two easiest ones for you are going to be the broccoli and the green beans. Go to your grocery store, buy them frozen. It doesn't mean they're less healthy. They are frozen.
It does mean they're less healthy.
You're not.
It means that they have preservatives.
Brian.
I want them fresh.
What do you think was in that Burger King burger times two that you had today? Preservatives.
I know.
Okay, so you go. You be fancy. Go to Whole Foods. Get the organic ones if that makes you feel better.
I am not that bougie. I will not go to Whole Foods. I've got a perfectly good Vitality Health Market right
by
my apartment.
Go to the Vitality Health Market. Get some frozen green beans. Get some frozen broccoli. Take it out. You put it in a bowl. You put some water in the bowl and you put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. And then you have vegetables with your quesadillas.
What if I buy it fresh and freeze it?
Okay.
Can I do that?
That works.
Cool. All right. It's a plan. I'm going to freeze the broccoli.
You're not going to freeze anything.
No, I'm just going to buy it and eat it. And then or not eat it, and then I'll fail, and I'll see you next week.
Well, see, that's just it. When you buy it frozen, it's in the freezer. It doesn't go bad.
Here's what happens, Joseph. I go to the store, and I say, I'm going to be healthy. And I make all these choices, and I make a purchase, and I buy the green beans. And I take the green beans home, and I put... Don't interrupt me. I put them in the fridge. And then I forget sometimes that they're there. And I have the pizza and I have the burgers and I have, and you know what? I end up where I have to put those moldy ass green beans
in the
effing garbage. That was almost good, Joseph.
Barely.
Fuck you.